Welcome to your five for the day. In 1935, a 25-year-old Canadian arrived in London to join the BBC as the host of a regular programme showcasing unknown performers. Carol Levis was born in Toronto and brought up in Vancouver. Just like Simon Cowell and the X Factor team, this young impresario discovered young talent whilst touring the UK with his stage show. In 1940, one of Carol Levis's discoveries was a young Swansea tenor who was a gunner in the Royal Artillery. Promising him a record contract and show business career when the war was over, the soldier entertained his comrades, and his life was one that his Christian parents in Swansea would not have approved. He had a close encounter with death after falling into the sea in the black of night, in full kit, whilst patrolling along a pier in the north of England. Passing fishermen saved him from a watery grave, and the whole incident gave him a wake-up call. But not enough to stop his life from continuing to spiral in a downward direction further away from God. When his 21st birthday arrived in November 1942, he was granted 2 days' leave to return home to celebrate his coming of age with his family in Swansea. That Sunday, being his birthday, he acted the part of a dutiful son and attended a service at the Phillip Street Gospel Hall in Manselden, Swansea. The preacher was a Scottish evangelist whose text for that evening was, "What think ye of Christ?" His powerful preaching moved and convicted the young soldier to the point of conversion. But he resisted and went home to pack for his return to barracks in the south of England the following day. After a tearful farewell from Swansea High Street Station, he settled in the carriage to put the weekend celebrations and church attendance behind him with a much-awaited cigarette and the longing to be back at his barracks for a celebratory pint following a dry time at home. The train stopped at the station, and as he looked out, to his utter amazement, the Bible verse that had troubled him, "What think ye of Christ?" was staring at him from an advertising hoarding on the station wall. Some would say it was just a coincidence. The train continued its journey through the Severn Tunnel, and well into the English countryside it came to a shuddering halt for no apparent reason. Opening the old-fashioned carriage window to see what was the matter, this young Swansea Jack nearly jumped out of his skin when there, straight in front of him, at the very spot where his carriage had stopped, was that verse again, on a board, in the garden of the only house visible for miles. "What think ye of Christ?" God really was speaking to him. Or was it just another coincidence? Finally, the train reached the end of the line, and our much-relieved gunner alighted from his carriage, loaded down not only with his heavy kit bag, but also with a burden of his sinful life in his heart. Turning to make the walk to the end of the platform, there in bold letters, "What think ye of Christ?" Without any hesitation, he sank to his knees, oblivious of his fellow travellers. He begged God for forgiveness, and trusting in Christ to be his Saviour, he committed his life into God's hands. Rising from his knees, with a great burden of his sin being lifted, he headed for his barracks with just the kit bag on his back. Carol Levis's loss was the God of eternity's gain, and the day after his 21st birthday became the best day of his young life. This story is true. That young gunner was my dad.